Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, just happens to find himself in a Treasure Chest Casino power seat today as we're here at the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee Media Center. It's the biggest event in the world going on. We're lucky enough to host it. But, Mark, the economy goes on as well, as does the business of America, which is business. Yes, how you doing, Mark?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You all right?
It's good, yeah. Beautiful weekend.
So I'm looking at an Associated Press headline here. It says, Trump kept his pledge on tariffs. Is he ready for the fallout? Are Americans? I think that's a good way to start.
Tommy, you know, the market doesn't like something that comes in obliquely to them. The market likes, you know, steady as she goes, and they don't like this type of disruption. And we're seeing it through the market averages. They're downturning, expecting the tariffs to come in. And, of course, the unknown, they don't like that because the unknown would be, well, how long are they going to stick around? Mm-hmm. And I'd love the Canadians just to say, you know, we'll help on the border, and Mexico would say the same thing. And I think he would back off of that. I think that's the only real thing under his nails about imposing the tariffs. But you're right. It's going to potentially stoke inflation. The Fed is worried about that. They have been for the last couple of years. They had their meeting last week and decided to leave interest rates unchanged. Okay, that was baked into the cake. But the Fed's their own inflation gauge came out, the personal consumption expenditure for December, and just when they were releasing the FOMC was releasing the news that they weren't raising rates, and it was up by 0.3% as expected. But the previous month was up by only 0.1. Now, what does that mean? The 0.3, you have to, that's for 1 month. You have to multiply it by 12. That's a 3.6% annual rate. And how that contrasts from the previous month of just over 1% annual rate. Well, the last month was the biggest increase since last April. So really, the tariffs are going to very potentially stoke inflation. Ideally, they would come off like it did in Colombia. Colombia cooperated with the U.S. and they came off very quickly before any damage could be done. But if this sticks around for a while, Goldman Sachs is already reporting the market averages should be down because it's going to hurt business earnings. And the two things that affect stock prices or determine stock prices, interest rates and corporate earnings, if those start taking a hit, then we're in for a kind of a snowball type of process here. So inflation due to the tariffs, the PCE was the highest in the about 8 months, and that's what's got the Dow opening down. If it opened right now, it'd be down 577 points. But you know, Tommy, we were on our way as things have calmed down, and it's kind of like the maybe a interest rate decrease this year was baked into the cake late last year, but that's gone, and I think the market has dealt with it. So the Dow started rising. The earnings have been good on the companies that are reporting. Generally speaking, the majority of them are reporting earnings better than expected. And the Dow is going to talk about 401ks and our savings. The Dow is going to get back to its all-time high, hit just after the election last year, right over 45,000. So it was 44,700. And now, again, it's going to drop. We're looking at an opening of down the better part of 600. So that's the uncertainty being broadcast through the markets as we don't know what these tariffs are going to bring.
So, you know, I always look at it from the negotiating standpoint, and I get where he's trying to force Canada and Mexico to do what he wants to do, but it seems as though he's got an economic gun aimed at the head of the American people because, and somebody texted, and I'm trying to leave the politics out of this, but as it relates to tariffs, somebody said, why is Trump telling us to prepare for some pain? For months, he's been telling us that we would not pay the tariffs that the target country would pay, so we should have no pain at all. Explain tariffs, if you will, Mark, and kind of take us through that.
Well, it's going to increase the price coming over here, so we will have the pain. I mean, like I just mentioned, Goldman Sachs is saying it's going to hit the companies, and then they're going to hit us. I'll give you, for instance, what if, you know, talk about a 25% tariff on Canada. Well, what do we depend on them most for is industrial supplies, oil, aluminum, lumber. So anything to do with construction, you're going to see a 25% increase. Mm-hmm. All the oil that we buy from them is the majority that we buy from other countries. And a lot of people don't know that, but we get any kind of, you know, some people say, oh, it's Saudi or whatever. No, it's Canada. That mm-hmm. most of the oil that we buy some from Mexico also, but that's a much smaller percentage. So, okay, take that energy, and it's going to ripple through down to your, you know, your Fruit Loops that you eat in the morning, because it costs more money to get the groceries to the grocery store, and then ultimately to us. So yeah, it's going to be painful, and I think it's going to be far more painful to Canada and Mexico especially. But if you know, if it slows down our purchasing of those items, I think they're going to feel it in a far more determined way than we're going to feel it. But I'm thinking they're going to relent, thinking, okay, we're just going to police our border a little bit better, and we won't have the problem that he's so interested in fighting. And I think this might relieve fairly quickly. Again, Colombia couldn't take it for one day. You know, they were like, okay, we'll do what you want to do, and we'll, you know, the tariffs were removed, so they can come off as quickly as they go on. But it's in the meantime, the markets are not going to like this.
So who's got the most to lose when it comes to this? Is it Canada? Is it Mexico? Is it the American people?
Well, all of us are going to lose incrementally. I think Canada is going to lose more. At least it was reported over the weekend that they would have less resilience to this. But Mexico is a poorer country, so mm-hmm. it wouldn't be surprising if they lost, quote, more than Canada did. I think Canada could weather it a little bit better, but we get an awful lot. Again, back to that oil. That's coming over, and if that causes us to, you know, higher prices, people buy less. It's simple economics. So that let's just cross our fingers that this will pass by very quickly, because if it goes longer, the Fed's going to get involved. You know, its PCE just hit a high record in about 8 months. This is going to bring inflation in, and it's causing the Fed to sit up straight. So this is a lot of uncertainty in the markets right now.
Mark, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Some questions are coming in. First of all, my question is, the economy is about more than just our 401ks, right? So we'll talk about inflation. We'll talk about ripple effects of that. Somebody texted in and said the USA exports way more products to Canada than vice versa. Verify with Mark if you would. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Somebody else wants to know about 10-year Treasury bonds. I know, again, the economy is comprised of a lot more than just the Dow, the 500. So we'll take a break, pick it up when we come back. Tommy Tucker, we're live here on Radio Row, New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee Media Center. It is 7:52, time for traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, we're live here at the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee Media Center on Radio Row, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. Mark Rosa taking a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday morning markets. With Mark. Mark, the S&P 500 is not the economy. The economy is a lot more than that. There are a lot of different things involved. Markets go up, markets go down. Timeline is important here. If you were planning on retiring tomorrow and you had all of your money in your 401k and in stocks and bonds, well, maybe it's a little bit late for that anyway, right? So you should have thought ahead on that. Take me through the timeline on all of this and how quickly something the economy could recover if Canada and Mexico does what the president wants them to do.
Tommy, first of all, the S&P 500 is one of the key leading economic indicators. And the thought is if those companies are doing well, meaning they're making money and contributing positively to their own capital, then the S&P goes up. But it represents so many companies beneath it. So that is a good economic indicator for that. But the answer in the previous question, somebody had said that we import more than we export, and that's true.
No, the other way around. They said they exports the USA exports way more to Canada than the other way.
Google says in 2022 we exported $356 billion to Canada, and we imported $436 billion from Canada. And that was consistent. So that's about an $80 billion deficit in 22. In 23, it was a $41 billion deficit. Now, if you exclude what the point I was making before with the energy, if you take energy out of that, it flips over. So it's energy is the primary component of what we're getting from Canada, and that's we are giving them less than they are sending to us. So the economy isn't near the size of the U.S. Ours is the largest in the world. So I think they are going to be hurt far more than we're going to be hurt for several of those reasons. They just don't have the resilience to take this kind of hit very quickly, and that's what's going to happen when these tariffs turn on.
So for people that are concerned, I guess maybe a better way to ask it would be how quickly could everything recover from something like this? Because Canada could Thursday decide to do what the president wants and he takes the tariffs off. So,
well, it's doable. It's not something like COVID hit and you can't negotiate with it. It's doable. I think this is a political play. I think that's why he did it. It's like if you're not cooperating with us and keeping your borders secure, well, we'll attack this economically, but we're gonna have our own share of hurt. But that's the good part. The good part is that could reverse and just go back to normal, and then we wouldn't feel these effects. We can talk Friday more about where the markets are. A little bit inflated right now, so we have to pay attention to that.
Let's do it. Everybody take a breath in between now and then.